You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks for being here this morning. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. It's 7:05 and Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines. Before you head out, the Braves have reached a deal with Ha-Seong Kim. He's got a one-year, $20 million contract to play shortstop full-time. An MRI has confirmed that Micah Parsons tore his ACL. Micah posted on social media yesterday, "I may be sidelined, but I am not defeated." The Jets have fired defensive coordinator Steve Wilks after their blowout loss to the Jaguars on Sunday. And last night during Monday Night Football, Steelers beat the Dolphins 28-15. Aaron Rodgers completed 23 of 27 passes, and it was 17 degrees out there with a wind chill of 11.
Yeah, no thank you for all that craziness going on.
No thank you. Hey, and it's 7:40 today. Mike is going to handle Top 5 Tuesday.
I am.
You want to give us a hint on what your category is?
I'll tell you what it is, and I'm curious to see if y'all think that I went about this the wrong way. It is Top 5 Christmas movie characters.
Oh.
Christmas movie characters.
Okay.
And what I did was I realized that my Christmas movie character list is actually different than my top five Christmas movies. Like, I like some of the characters more than the actual movie they were in.
That makes sense.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going with characters on this. Some intriguing names for sure. But I think that I kind of nailed it. So I feel pretty good about where I'm going with it.
Okay. I appreciate that. That's not at all where you were going with this yesterday when you left the station.
I know. I had a long, you know, one man think tank on the way home.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what really is vibing with me right now? Obviously with Christmas coming very, very quickly and my kids are doing the whole advent calendar countdown kind of thing where they move the character every single day and kind of figure it out. My son, he can't figure out for the life of him the December dates.
Okay.
You know, the fact that it's going up on the December advent calendar, he thinks that, you know, yesterday we were 15 days away from Christmas. I was like, no, but it's December 15th. He was like, yeah, that's what I said. I was like, no.
Well, there's a lot of confusion with December because you have the 12 days of Christmas and you got to put all the things in line. So, Ridge, you're doing great.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I was trying to, he's starting to learn addition. So I was trying to teach him that way.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, what's, you know, 15 plus 10? And he's like, 10. I was like, no. I was like, that's cool, though. We'll figure it out, man.
Absolutely. Well, let's get into Raheem's presser from yesterday. He did speak with the media. Earlier, we covered the injuries that he talked about. Drake London is still day-to-day. Mike Hughes will be out. And Raheem was asked about Ryan Neuzel recovering Darnell Mooney's fumble.
It's one of the play. It's one of the play of the game. You know, that's why he got a game ball right after. You know, something that we preach from our O-line covering and how we do it, and it's the reason you do it. It's the reason that you know, Dwayne Leverett will probably show that clip before every single training camp, before every single, you know, offseason. You know, probably be the first meeting he starts with, and the why and what you do it for. It drives home his messaging on getting those things done and running to the football. I know you guys probably notice it when we do it in jog-through, when the guys trot down the field 10 extra yards and then they come back to the huddle. But it's just simulating some of those things that we do. And, like, you can't get a better example or be more proud from a coaching standpoint of what they created in that room, being able to hustle down the field and get that ball back for his team. You know, costly fumble. You don't want to have the fumble. You know, got to get down right there if you're Mooney. But to have him run down the field like that and be able to jump in and dive in and recover that football, showed some real skill set from him as well. He got a little wrestling background. Show you love him for that. He's able to get that ball out, that ball back.
Yeah. I love this for so many different reasons. And Bo will appreciate the story. When I came on my visit here during the draft process, I go into Mike Mularkey's office, and he wants to watch some of my game tape with me from college. And I'm watching tape, and he's kind of got like a cut up, and he's like, you know, I made like a good block, but not like tenaciously running down the field. And he kind of looked at me. He's like, what do you think you do different right here? And I'm like, I don't know. My feet got a little close together, or, you know, I'm sitting there, you know, my base isn't good enough. And he's like, no, you could be down the field about 20 yards further if you really sprinted. I was like, oh, okay. You know, so then he shows me the Falcons highlight tape, of guys like Harvey Dahl and Todd McClure and Tyson Klebo down the field. And I mean, the first play of the game against the Vikings the year before, I told the story before, they're down the field, and their defensive tackles are, like, looking behind them 20 yards down the field as they chase the ball, because they know that the Falcons' offensive line is coming and is probably going to try to clean them off the pile at the end. Fast forward, like, a calendar year, I got drafted here. I was learning from some of those guys. This is the Harvey Dahl play at the end when there's an interception. Somebody intercepted Matt Ryan. Harvey Dahl walks him down, creates a fumble, or somebody creates a fumble. Harvey Dahl falls on it, and I was like, That's exactly what he was talking about all those months ago. When you're in the film room and you're watching the tape and you're doing everything this offensive line does, that's exactly what he's pointing to. And that play lives in my head rent-free all the time. When I see Harvey, it was not the fastest guy in the world, just sprinting down the field, trying to just catch up and see if he can be a part of it. And the guy fumbles the football and Harvey falls on top of it. We ended up coming back, winning the game with like 30 seconds left. It's crazy.
Wow.
Pretty sure Roddy White was the one that stripped it there.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think
Roddy White stripped it. That was an interception. It was either Arizona or San Francisco one. Kind of a cool play.
I think it was San Fran, because I think it was Mike Singletary, if I'm not mistaken.
That was one of the things I remember about Joe Holly really well. Is like, I just remember watching him at the end of like plays, and he would just clean people out. And it was so – I loved that about Joe Holly. Is you would see the ball carrier go to the ground, and then whammy. Like, a guy standing next to the pile would just get obliterated by Joe Holly, and it's the old playing to the edge of the whistle. But the simpler thing is all those questions that happen after the Seattle game. Oh, Raheem's lost the locker room. They, you know, this and that. I don't believe a lost locker room is making plays like Neuzel made at the end of that game. I just don't. It's not how it works.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Well, and I think one of the questions, because obviously we know we've been eliminated from the playoffs, one of the questions has been, what's the goal now moving forward? And yesterday, Raheem did talk about finishing this season strong.
Charles, all you can do is go out there and like put together what it should look like and how you feel like it should look, and give these guys examples and pump it up for these guys and be able to show these guys over and over again doing repeatable things. And like they went out the other night and did a lot of repeatable things. But there's still always things to clean up. You know, we talked about the penalties. We talked about down the field stuff. Talked about people getting opportunities. People getting opportunities, making the most out of it. Cal, and you know, first and foremost, we just talked about. But big time opportunity for him. He stepped up in a big way, and couldn't be more proud of the things he did and what the team was able to do. You know, from an offense, defense standpoint, all across the board. You know, those guys went out and played really well.
That's that whole fan mentality that, oh, they have nothing to play for. That's the biggest load of crap that is ever been said, is that teams don't have anything to play for. Everybody on that field has something to play for. It's called a job next year. You go in an NFL game, you don't give max effort, and it gets your ass. That's what happens. you're not on a roster or you have trouble making a roster. And that there's everything you're doing is put on film. It's just like the final, you know, the meaningless preseason game. Well, the meaningless preseason game isn't meaningless to the people that are actually on the field during it. They're fighting for jobs and spots. And, you know, finishing strong is a big deal. There's jobs on the line all over this place. And there's players that the NFL future is on the line.
Yeah.
And if you're an average talent and you just don't you have a don't give a damn attitude, that is how you don't get a paycheck next year in the NFL.
Yeah, it goes back to the conversation we've had multiple times where it's like, hey, you know, that team's tanking because they want to hire a draft pick. Thank God. I mean, as much as people like to talk about our first round draft pick next year not being here, I'm just thankful we're not having that conversation. It's like you realize that these guys that you're talking about tanking, they probably have like three kids at home. Like, Daddy, why didn't you make that tackle? Well, there's a 21-year-old kid in college. Really, really, I think that he'd make this team a lot better. I might not be here because I missed a tackle, but I'm sure that the franchise would like to move on to him and draft him really early next year. Like it always, I'm like, what are we talking about here? Who's tanking? You know, it's frustrating to listen to. And I'm watching the Miami game last night against Pittsburgh, and I thought that Miami's done a nice job recently of kind of having a resurgent team and having a lot of energy, and Mike McDaniel's done a good job of getting them pointed in the right direction. But in the fourth quarter last night, that team tapped out straight up, and Troy Aikman said something about it. He was like, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. They're not in a hurry. They're down by a couple of touchdowns. They're just, you know, they're taking the play clock all the way down to two, snapping the football, and then all of a sudden it's like onside kick and they want to use their timeouts. And Troy Aikman's like, yo, it's too late, man. Like, what were y'all doing this entire time? You want to talk about fans being, you know, irritated with Raheem. Mike McDaniel has got all the talent in the world in terms of a play caller. But when it comes to things like that last night, I couldn't believe what I was watching on Monday Night Football. It was nuts.
I don't want that guy anywhere near my team. I know that he's a good offensive mind. That guy you can keep. You can have him. I'll take another offensive mind. That guy's one I don't want around my team. It just, there's a lot of things around about him that just really irritates me. But look, even NBA teams, when they're like, oh, they're tanking, you think the players on the court are tanking? Because they're not. They're playing for their jobs. Just because the front office has decided to say, we're going to fill this roster with G League players, doesn't mean those G League players aren't busting their ass for a spot in the NBA.
Well, coming up, we're going to zoom out on the NFL. Tom Brady is offering some advice to Patrick Mahomes after tearing his ACL. We'll get that to you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Good.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good morning. We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bub Morgan to my left, and Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We do have tickets to the Gladiators we're going to be giving away next hour, so if you want those, hang tight for that. Do you guys have something, before we go in the huddle, do you have something you just know you have to do if you sense your significant other, your wifey, is in a little bit of a bad mood?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Immediately start cleaning.
Oh, yeah?
Immediately start cleaning. You know what I mean?
It immediately smiles up here.
And my wife and I are to that point where it's like, you know, she might just want me to get away from her.
Yeah.
You know, she might just be like, I don't want to talk to anybody.
She just needs some me time.
Long day at work. And mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, yeah, I just immediately start cleaning. I'm like, I don't know, dishwasher, laundry, whatever it may be. I'll just start going there.
Dylan, what's yours?
Yeah, I'm just as on board as Mike. It's either probably do the dishes, take the trash out, or just be out of her way. Completely yeah. Be out of her sight. Because I know at the end of the day, if something's really wrong, most of the time she's going to tell me to go away. And then when she's ready to talk, she can just say whatever.
I struggle with that too.
I just ask her what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like the riddles and all that crap. Just what's wrong? What do you want?
Does she tell you though?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I was going to say, my wife will not tell me.
She'll beat around the bush a little bit, and then she'll just kind of admit it, you know? Like, so we're pretty open about it, so I'm just like, what's there's clearly something going on with you, so what is it?
My wife likes the riddle.
And to clarify something, we did, it just might be something
that's sure.
Going on.
Oh, for sure. Exactly. 9 times out of 10, it's not.
Right. I actually like it more when it is something wrong with me.
Yeah,
because you can fix it.
Because then I can fix it, and if not, then I just got to listen to some story and not say anything.
Yep.
Which is the hardest thing in the world for me. So yeah. I'd rather you just tell me I'd rather it just be my problem.
Yeah, I agree.
My situation yesterday was all about my laziness. I did not go grocery shopping on Sunday. So yesterday I had only eaten like crackers.
That was it.
I need to go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
And Grant and I are about to leave. And I go, I don't want to be there too long. And we get in the car.
Wait, to the grocery store?
To the grocery store.
Okay.
Because he wants to aisle. I just want to go get my items and go home. And we get in the car, and he goes, hey, just a quick question. Before we go, do you want to stop at Taco Bell?
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
I love you.
That's knowing the love language right there. Good on
just
Grant.
Take a bite. Just take a bite.
He knew I was hungry.
Yeah, just take a bite.
A little cheesy gordita crunch?
Yeah.
A little cinnamon
wrap.
Twist?
This is,
Baja Blast.
Do y'all have nicknames for each other? You and Grant? Y'all call each other like babe or sweetie?
Honey.
Or honey. Here you go, honey.
Yeah.
Just take a bite of this crunch wrap. It'll make you feel a lot better. There you go.
Yeah.
Good bite. Good, Allie.
Exactly.
Good, honey. Yeah, good. There you go.
Exactly.
Feel better now?
Our grocery store trip was much more pleasant. But when it starts with, I don't want to be there very long, he knew.
Yeah.
Grant was like, yep, the hangriness is set in.
I mean, why do you want to spend that much time in a grocery store anyways? You get in and you get out.
Well,
I'm with you on that, too.
Unless you're doing a radio show, which is great because Publix brings us all the food we want.
To make sure you don't miss anything.
What are you missing?
You might miss an item that you need.
You might not even know you need it. That's right. The point. Some people like to get each aisle.
I ended up with sweet potato tots last night. I didn't know I needed those.
You didn't. That's the point. If you didn't know you needed it, you didn't need it. That's the point. That's how you shop efficiently and economically.
Y'all know what Grant also did by taking Allie Mack to Taco Bell before the grocery store. He probably saved himself a little bit of money, too, because you don't go into the grocery store hungry.
This is true.
That's a great point.
This is very, very true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go in the huddle. Well, it was suspected yesterday. Now it's confirmed that Micah Parsons has torn his ACL. He did post on social media yesterday saying He might be sidelined, but he is not defeated, trying to stay optimistic about the situation.
There was no question anybody who watched the actual play, watched the redirect or attempt at redirect by Micah Parsons, you could see that classic ACL situation and that knee buckle, man. Just, it's unfortunate. He's such a good player. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, man. It's just one of those things where you just start looking at next season and wondering about the entire timeline of the whole deal.
All Bo Nix's fault, apparently, for scrambling around. Like, I heard Ryan Clark try to break that down about how it was Bo Nix's fault. And he was trying to give Nix a compliment on the kind of player he is, and it just sounded really bad. You hate it, but I guess Jerry Jones is a prophet, isn't he?
I said the same thing yesterday.
He straight up said, oh, well, you sign these players, and now you know if they're going to be there. And guess who's not going to be there for a playoff run? And the reason he was signed, Micah Parsons.
It stinks, man. Yeah. It really does. Sucks in every direction. Really does.
Staying on the ACL theme here, Patrick Mahomes also dealing with a tear. Tom Brady offered some advice on the Let's Go podcast. He said, the only thing you can do is focus on what's ahead of you and not look back and just say, okay, this is part of what my career is going to be. And a lot of people have gone through it and a lot of people have overcome it. Very like even keeled advice right there. That's so Tom Brady.
Yeah, sure. And it was the same point in the career, 3 Super Bowls in, 9 seasons. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just one of those things that Tom's been through. And look, Patrick Mahomes could leave right now and never play another down and be in Hall of Fame. I mean, it just is what it is. So, I would say that if I'm a quarterback in the NFL and I had a hurt knee, I'd probably take advice from Tom Brady over just about anybody. Yeah. Because that guy, he's been through everything the NFL has to offer.
I think I would take any advice, like anything football-wise, from Tom Brady. It doesn't matter what it is. I hope Patrick Mahomes comes back because this game is better when Patrick Mahomes is playing at a higher level. And it's probably good for Kansas City to kind of have a reset year as far as, like, they'll get – maybe at a top 15 draft pick and kind of there you go through and look at everything their roster is. Chris Jones gave them 4 sacks this year. Defense hasn't been very good. They won 12 one-score games last year. This year, I think they're 1-7, which is the reason why they're missing the playoffs. They have a little bit of a talent deficiency based on what's happened with the salary cap with them. They needed a reset. So it's going to be interesting to see how they handle it.
Yeah, I think the other thing, too, is just the one thing that keeps popping back into my mind about this Mahomes ACL injury is, like, I feel like this is the kind of end of that era of Chiefs football, and I feel like we didn't get any finality to it, and that stinks. You know,
it's like closure.
It's like I can see myself 20 years from now talking to my son about the Chiefs era of football and be like, well, what happened? Like, I don't really know. You know, they weren't good, and then Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL, and Kelsey retired, and then you know, Chris Jones eventually moved on, and it was just like, I don't know.
I don't know. They won 2 straight Super Bowls and played for a third and got beat in that Super Bowl, and then that was the end. That was the end.
But what's different between – I guess my question would be, what's different between 2 weeks ago and what that was? That's really the curious part for me is like, they really weren't missing that much from the Super Bowl runs. It's like most of the same people, most of the same characters. No, they just didn't win the one score
games.
They
got old. Chris Jones has been atrocious this year, and he's and not atrocious. I mean, that's not the right term. He's not been as good. Carl Loftus has not been as good. The secondary is nowhere to the level that it's been in the past. You're Travis Kelce has a big drop per week. His stats might be better this year, but how many big drops has he had that led to interceptions?
It's been tough,
so
that's for sure.
You just got old in some areas, and you got expensive in some areas, and it wasn't the level. I think that's the finality for me. I mean, you went and played in a Super Bowl where there was a younger, more hungry team that didn't have the cap issues you did, and they had more talent, and they beat the ever-living hell out of you. And that was the finality of it for me. I mean, they'll be back. I think Patrick Mahomes will play another Super Bowl. I do. Absolutely.
I think he probably will, but you got to really respect the possibility that Andy Reid might not be the coach when he does.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think I'm not sure when that would be, but I'm not sure anybody's running Reid off anytime soon, and I don't think he wants to retire anytime soon. I think he loves the game too much. I mean, what is Reid?
I think he's 70 years old, I'm pretty sure. or really, really close to it. I don't know. I mean, maybe you're right.
We got people in the 80s running the country. So, I mean, I think Andy Reid could run the Chiefs football team.
Does he want to is the question.
I think he does. I think he loves it. I think as long as Mahomes is there, he probably wants to be there.
Andy Reid is 67, or in other words, 6'7".
Sorry, he's only 67. I saw the other day that he's like the third or fourth oldest head coach in the NFL. I thought I read where he was 69, which is another funny thing.
I would want just to take so many naps if I had. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I would just want to call it and just be like,
yeah,
guys, we had a good run.
He likes wearing the Hawaiian shirts, the flower shirts. You know what I mean? Just go ahead and head on to
Hawaii. With a bank account like that, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, with a bank account, I'd be like, you know what? We're just going to do whatever.
Coming back from ACL.
I'm going to eat cheeseburgers all I want and kick back and relax.
Especially if you had to deal with like a bad personality on your team. Like if somebody was just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's just like, you know what, man? I really don't have the wavelength for this anymore.
Right.
I think I'm just going to call it.
And the media, the press conferences, like, nah, I'm good. Yeah. I'm going to go take a nap. I don't want to answer your questions anymore.
When Andy Reid, just real quick, when Andy Reid does retire, do y'all see him doing any like media analyst type of thing, or do you see him just kind of going away and just eating cheeseburgers and nuggets?
Guest spots.
Yeah, I was going to say, not a full-time role.
But. His personality is good enough he could, if he wanted to.
Agreed.
He's great in those State Farm commercials, like on the airplane when he draws a Sharpie mustache.
Or he tries to steal Patrick Mahomes' nuggets. How about those nuggies?
I have a hard time thinking of him as, like, talkative enough for it, though. You know, like, I don't see him sitting on a desk. Like, some of those guys that do that, like the Rex Ryans of the world, they like hearing themselves talk.
Yeah.
I don't see that in Andy Reid.
We got to talking about naps a little bit too much there. We didn't get to Jaden Daniels. He has been shut down for the season, so we're going to cover that next along with Mike's Top 5 Tuesday.
Top 5 Christmas movie characters. Characters! Don't yell at me.
It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Auto.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
The C app. 741 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Before we talk about Jaden Daniels, Mike, what is Curious George, your elf, up to today?
Yeah, George was, bro, he threw a party last night.
Uh-oh.
George the elf threw a party in our kitchen last night. I'm trying to remember the name of the drinks, the kids' drinks that have the character toppers to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're like apple juice. You can buy them at gas stations, grocery stores, and they have like every character imaginable that are like the lid for the drink, for the mm-hmm. juice, like Peppa Pig, Incredible Hulk.
Any Christmas characters?
No, actually, no. Maybe now. I don't know. I haven't bought. We have like 30 of them, so okay. I haven't bought any new ones in a while, but like Minnie Mouse, you know, Aladdin, that kind of thing. So last night, George, our elf, evidently threw a Christmas party in our kitchen. And when I woke up this morning, he was sitting there surrounded by all of the other cups, the character cups, and he was actually sitting in a apple juice cup, and he looked like all of his friends, and they were having a Christmas party right there on our cabinet, right there on our countertop.
What characters was he hanging out with?
I don't know. I'll show you all the picture. It's like Minnie Mouse, Incredible Hulk, one of the Transformers, like Optimus Prime. You know what I mean?
That's so cool.
It was lit in there last night.
He must got some real pull if he got Optimus Prime to let
Yeah. Well, it must have been the really good marshmallows and the Christmas cookie that he offered up, you know, as part of the
Sounds like
plate.
They got chocolate wasted.
A little powwow. Yeah. Like having a good time. He left a note that says, "Hope you don't mind. I borrowed some snacks. Wanted to throw a party for my friends." Yeah. So it was cool, man. I don't know. You know, he's a really clever dude, that elf. That George the Elf, really clever fella, man.
Smart guy. I wish I would have been invited to the party.
Yeah. It was lit, man.
Hopefully the next one that he throws.
Well, it sounds like George is, like, down for a good time. Like, I've seen elves that have, like, wrapped up devices and been like, Santa said no for today. Like, discipline.
Yeah, well,
George doesn't scroll on the phone all day. I'm impressed.
George has got to be careful in our house. He doesn't want our kids to not like him. You know what I mean? So he tiptoes around, device usage.
Yeah, gotcha.
So it kind of is what it is, man. But he was on one last night, that's for sure.
You got to keep us posted on what George is up to tomorrow. Oh, you never know what that crazy elf is up to.
You already know.
So the Commanders, we didn't get to this, and in the huddle, they have shut down quarterback Jaden Daniels for the rest of the season. He has aggravated his left elbow, and Dan Quinn said he still hasn't been cleared for contact, so Marcus Mariota will be starting the final three games.
I cannot help, and I'm curious, Bo, to get your take on this, because I cannot help but think about, and this is not fair to him, it's not fair to any of the other guys that are going through this, Jackson Dart, for the fifth time in 10 games, got checked for a concussion this past weekend. Now he's cleared, came back to play, but for the fifth time in 10 career games, got checked for a concussion. Jaden Daniels is not going to play anymore this year. Lamar Jackson has been in and out of the lineup, and I just can't help but going back to think about Arthur Blank and the comments he made when they were, quote-unquote, interested in Lamar Jackson, or people thought we should be making a play for Lamar Jackson, when you and I came on here a million times and said, Lamar Jackson ain't coming to Atlanta, stop telling yourself that. There is, they gave him permission to talk to other teams, but it's not going to happen. And he was trying to leverage the situation and make sure that he'd get the maximum amount of contract, which he did. But Arthur Blank, in that entire deal, goes, you got to be careful giving contracts to quarterbacks like this when they get hit a lot and that's their style of play, that maybe, you have to be pretty careful. And with all the conversation around Micah Parsons and Patrick Mahomes this week and seeing the thing about Jackson Dart, Lamar Jackson has been a shell of himself at times this year. Jaden Daniels, too. I want Michael Penix to move around a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
But I am a little bit more hesitant than I would have been maybe in times past where I'm like, you know what, man? Sit in that pocket a little bit. You know what I mean? Burp the baby if you have to and get it down the field. Just stay out of harm's way because it's treacherous out there in the open field.
Yeah, well, as it turns out, we had a quarterback that – did stay in the pocket and kind of refused to leave the pocket, and he still ended up hurt. Yeah. So, I understand the sentiment, but we still are without a quarterback now. And last year we had a quarterback that couldn't move, and he got hurt too. That's great, but I mean injuries happen.
It's great. Which part's great?
I mean, it's great that's the sentiment of let's not go get a guy that's going to move around too much because he's going to get hurt. But you got two guys who
yeah.
don't move around a lot, and they're both hurt to end the season.
I'm just
the last 2 years.
I'm curious if you think that it, because you were talking about earlier, and you said Jerry Jones a little bit of a prophet, talking about Micah Parsons. Do you feel that same way about Arthur Blank?
No, because I just said you did go away from a quarterback that moves a lot, and guess what? The last two seasons, you've had quarterbacks not finish the year because of injuries. So, how'd that work out for us? It didn't. I'm not. And look, Lamar Jackson was never coming here, so that it's neither here nor there. Also, we did pursue a quarterback that moved out of the pocket a lot, in Deshaun Watson, and that's why Matt Ryan's no longer here. And
who was also hurt.
Nobody was hesitant. Where was the hesitancy on that one? So I think that was just a comment that was said and basically trying to quell an outcry for a quarterback that you were never going to get, and just kind of say, look, you know, just kind of saying it's not going to happen. Instead of saying the reality is that the way the NFL set up and the way the system was set up, the way that player was treated with his contract, he was never leaving.
Yeah.
And he wasn't. And it was silly, and it was a media out. I don't even know why the media jumped on that. Just to any of those people that did any of their homework in the media knew he was never leaving Baltimore. Baltimore said, yeah, you can talk to other teams, and let's find out what other teams view you at, and we'll pay you that.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened.
I think I'm curious where they'll go to start next season at the quarterback spot, because of the fact that you can't really afford Kirk Cousins.
Right.
Michael Penix not going to be available to start next year. I'm just curious where the mobility will be with said quarterback in said offense, because I don't think it'll be the same offense. You know, there's a number of names that get kicked around. You want to find somebody that's similar to what Michael Penix does. You don't want to have to change the entire offense when he does come back, and he will come back, and he will be the starting when he does come back.
I mean, how different can the offense really be?
Well, I don't know who the coordinator is going to be at this point. I think that's fair to say.
But based on some of what you do system-wise, how different can it – how with the offensive line and the running backs, how different can it really be?
The question depends on how much they break down this roster and how much turnover they do have. Because I think that if you do get a different GM and a different head coach, that all of a sudden you will start to – kind of think about starting from scratch at some of these spots, even when guys are paid, even where guys have big contracts. You're starting to look at it going, all right, when's the out year? When can we get off one of this?
I'm not so sure how much dead money you can eat next year. And you're already going to eat a good bit, even if it's over a spread out June 1st designation with Kirk Cousins. You're already going to eat, I think, $20 million next year.
Yeah, and I believe that's if he signs with the offset language with another team. I might be off on that, but
not really sure how quickly you can start turning that page.
Not only that, but you're going to look at Darnell Mooney's money, and you know, I don't know what the situation is there, but I think he would be $9 million dead cap, if I'm not mistaken, if you were to move on from him.
Well, he seemingly turned into a pumpkin this year, much like Ray McCloud.
Today's Top 5 Tuesday edition of Mic'd Up, brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Told the story earlier when I came up with this list. If you guys did not hear it, here's the thought process. I was like, all right, it would be really simple to go in here and do top 5 Christmas movies. All right, it just kind of feels like it's that season. Yesterday I had Christmas music on. I was vibing out, you know. Yeah. I had the kids dancing around the kitchen doing a number of different things. I was like, oh man, let's watch a couple Christmas movies. Throwing on, like, I introduced my son, not to the originals, the OGs yet, but to Home Alone 4 yesterday.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
You can't do that.
You can when you're terrified that your kid's going to have nightmares about the burglars.
Okay.
You're like, you don't want him having nightmares about the heating, the furnace in the basement. I'm like, he's not ready for that. Let's go to the goofier editions of like Home Alone 4 and Home Alone Holiday Heist and all the other ones that are available on Disney Plus. So anyways, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do Christmas movies. I'm just going to do characters from said Christmas movies. Cause I think it ends up with a different order, a different rotation when I focus on just the characters.
Very intriguing.
All right. Yeah. All right. Dylan, you ready to go? All right. You can play the number and said sound. Let's go ahead and start with number 5.
Number 5.
Now it was serious. A double dog dare. What else was left but a triple dare you? And finally, the coup de grace of all dares. The sinister triple dog dare.
I triple dog dare you.
Schwartz created a slight breach of etiquette by skipping the triple dare and going right for the throat.
Does it make Ralphie more enjoyable that he's like, this is our narrator involved here?
Yes.
Like, you just like him a little bit more because he's the narrator voice.
And the narrator takes it so, like, the adult side of Ralphie still takes it so serious. He's the, like, triple dog dare.
Deal.
Yeah. The kid grew up. He's like, he shows up in some of Vince Vaughn's
movies.
He's in
Elf. Yeah.
He's also in Four Christmases. Mm-hmm. He's the airport guy.
Interesting. I did not know that. I'll have to go back and check that out.
I can get you a room at the Radisson. Oh, no, not the Radisson. Did you hear that? Honey, he can get us a room at the Radisson.
All right. Speaking of movies that involve narrators, definitely in this series of movies, there is one. Let's go ahead and hit number four.
Number four.
Hello, little girl.
How dare you enter the Grinch's lair!
Jim Carrey's version of the Grinch comes in at number four. So Ralphie at number five, Jim Carrey's version of the Grinch comes in at number four. I think that's the best Grinch. The one that's like the, you know, the computer graphic, the Pixar style one is right there. And then the OG TV copy for me, I don't know, those just fall behind Jim Carrey's The Grinch for me.
Sean Connery Grinch.
I just love Jim Carrey's edition. The Grinch.
The Grinch.
I love his edition of that. His rendition, I guess I should
love
say.
Love it.
All right, let's move on from there. Dylan, this one, it's an OG as well.
Number three.
Everyone in this family hates me.
Then maybe you should ask Santa for a new family.
I don't want a new family. I don't want any family. Families suck.
Just stay up there. I don't want to see you again for the rest of the night.
I don't want to see you again for the rest of my whole life. And I don't want to see anybody else either.
I hope you don't mean that. You'd feel pretty sad if you woke up tomorrow morning and you didn't have a family.
I vibe so hardcore with this mom right now. The kids can be so tenacious, man.
You know?
I don't like you. I like mommy a million. I like you zero. I'm like, oh my God.
So savage.
Hearing this as an adult, it's like, Kevin is diabolical.
He is diabolical, man.
No, he's on not. Hold on. No, he's not. Don't forget the way that movie starts, where they just, the uncle's a jerk to him.
Yeah.
Buzz is a jerk to him.
You little jerk.
I mean,
You little jerk.
They basically threw him in there with the kid that pees the bed. Like,
his mom didn't deserve
his
that.
His family sucked. Right, I'm sorry. I'm with Kevin on this one. His family sucked.
All right, quickly. This one, man, just an instant classic in my book.
Number two.
You did it! Congratulations! World's best cup of coffee. Great job, everybody. It's great to meet you. Bye.
Buddy the Elf comes in at number two. And quickly, we can go ahead and knock off this last one as well. Here's the grand finale, number one.
Number one.
I was just smiling. I was just browsing.
For your wife or your girlfriend?
What? What happened?
Woof. All right, so number five, you got Ralphie from A Christmas Story. Number four, Jim Carrey's edition of The Grinch. Mm-hmm. Number three, Kevin McAllister. Number two, Buddy the Elf. Number one, Clark W. Griswold and his Jelly of the Month Club.
I watched Christmas Vacation over the weekend. It still holds up.
It's so good.
Every line is quotable.
I was very close to putting Uncle Eddie on here at number five and Clark Griswold at number one. I was so close to doing that. And I was like, you know, honorable mention, whatever. Uncle Eddie probably deserves to be on this list, but he didn't quite cut
it. Yeah, it's Cousin Eddie, but it's okay. I watched it.
Depends on,
I watched it before
depends
the game.
On who you're talking to.
I watched it before the game Thursday in the hotel room. I was like, yeah, might as well. Such a good movie.
Such a good movie, man. That it's just timeless. No matter what you're doing, I gotta watch it at least once a year.
Am I not hearing any complaints about your list right now?
No, because it's pretty bulletproof.
It's pretty solid.
It's pretty solid.
I don't know. It's weird for me. It's because it's like a character list. It's just almost like you just, I don't know. It's weird. I'm a little thrown off by it.
You're not. I thought for sure you would do something like Bruce Willis's character in Die Hard, come at me with that or something along those
lines.
You
could also say, like, maybe Cindy Lou Who should be on there over the Grinch.
I know. I actually wrestled with that. I did. I was like, man, I could put Cindy Lou on there for sure.
Think about how sweet she was to see good in the Grinch, but
yeah,
no one else did.
The Grinch.
Well, coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Give us your top Christmas characters. You can tell us what Mike missed, if he missed any today, and what are your transfer portal theories. Phones are open for the wake-up call right now, 404-726-0929. That is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.